When you're so sick you can't even get out of bed, it helps a lot to have someone take care of you. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. A couple of weeks ago, my family had a nasty illness run through our house. My son got it bad for a couple of days, our baby Lila had it, and it even laid out my wife for like a solid 2 days, and she almost never gets sick. Now, thankfully, I didn't get sick, and so I was able to help everyone work through feeling terrible. Now, you'll get sick too, of course, and it helps to have someone with you taking care of you. And it's not just in sickness that it's good to have someone by your side, it's in any kind of hard time. Jesus is always with you, in good times and bad. And we'll hear about how much that helps in today's story, Aches and Pains by A.W. Smith. Do you remember the last time you had a cold? Maybe you had a scratchy sore throat, congested sinuses, a body aches, a fever, or all of those at once. Colds can be pretty awful. Do you have someone to help you when you get sick? Someone who will bring you warm drinks and food, help you call the doctor and tell them about your symptoms, and remind you to take your medicine. Most of the time, we just need to rest and let a cold run its course, and eventually we'll feel better. While having someone to help us through a cold can ease some of the discomfort, colds can sure teach us a thing or two about patience, can't they? Romans 12:12 tells us to be patient in affliction, and in a small way, that includes colds. An affliction is when you're going through a hard time. It could be when you're not feeling well, or you're in a painful situation, or something even worse. We all go through trials and afflictions in life, but we can endure them with patience when we remember Jesus is with us. He went through the greatest affliction of all when he died on the cross to save us. And one day, he'll bring all our suffering to an end. Read about that in Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5. Until then, he promises to help us through hard times, kind of like how a loved one can help us through a cold. And often, one of the ways Jesus provides the help and care we need is through other people. It's not easy to be patient when we're going through something difficult or painful, but we can remember we're not going through it alone. Jesus suffered and died, and then rose from the dead so we could be saved and have eternal life with him. He promises to always be with us and care for us. Read about that in John 14, 16 through 18. We can trust him to help us through difficulties and to help us persevere as we wait for the day he'll bring all our afflictions to an end. So, what are some questions you've got? Can you remember a time you experienced Jesus' love and care during an affliction, perhaps through another person? What was that like? Consider taking a moment to thank God for this, and maybe even thank the person too. Now, as you and I can read in Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And dive into God's word for more in James 1:2-4 and 1 Peter 2:21-23 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, it hurts to feel alone, right? And knowing God is there for you is a comfort. We'd like to be there for you too, through prayer. So tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why, it's not the smartest idea to let a hungry dog lead you through a dark house. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.